We work very hard too, you know, like it's like every year I say, what is next?
Sandra Garcia, who sold chicken on the streets of Lower Manhattan since 1983. She can count off the New York Attorney Generals she served, from Eliot Spitzer to Andrew Cuomo to Eric Schneiderman. And she said she's losing her hair over the city's latest threat to her business when they installed the City Bike docking station on Liberty Street. Garcia gathered with other street vendors today who are protesting since they've been displaced since the city installed the City Bike docking station. The station is half a block long and looks like metal fortification. One of those suddenly displaced when she came to work on Monday morning was Doris Yang, a resident of Queens, who sold dumplings from her Oppo taste cart.
Used to be have lots of food vendor here. I'm one of them. I'm selling the pastikers and noodles here. And suddenly, Monday we come in, the space is occupied by the five. And we got no place to go, so we want our space back. And they did not notice us. They're supposed to notice us, that, so we could tell our customer where to go. And now we suddenly lost the job. We've been suffering for a little bit already, so we want our space back. Thank you for all the support.
And where have you gone now that you can't be
okay.
On Liberty Street?
We behind a building, which is the customer doesn't know where we are. And we try to give out the flyers, but the building say you cannot give out the flyers here. You have to stay in your car.
Yang says she doesn't speak good English, can't get another job, but she doesn't collect unemployment and doesn't live on welfare. She uses her own skill to survive. Achana Ditakavi is staff attorney with the Street Vendor Project. She says she knows the city has to follow regulations where they can install the bike docking stations.
Just as vendors have to be concerned with what streets they vend on, how far from the sidewalk they are, how far from the crosswalk they are, how wide the sidewalk is, how many feet from the entrance to the nearest door, the nearest subway. There are lots of rules that street vendors have to follow. And we can imagine that there are lots of rules DOT has to follow in placing these stations. However, they're the ones with a lot of the power in decision making here. They claim that they really sought public comment, but when you talk about seeking public comment via an internet questionnaire, you're talking about excluding a lot of communities. I respect New York City's desire to work with communities to improve language access and tap into the communities that they seek to serve, but here it seems like a pretty blatant demonstration that they didn't care, they didn't try.
We contacted the New York City Department of Transportation to ask why vendors weren't consulted about this site and others around the city. DOT spokesperson Nicholas Mosquera wrote in an email, quote, "The department held 9 public meetings and workshops with Community Board 1 from October 2011 to February 2013, as well as dozens of additional meetings and demonstrations with elected officials, local BIDS, neighborhood and building associations, and members of the public, in addition to phone calls and conversations with groups and individuals in the area over the last 2 years. And many of these were announced and covered in the local press. Bike share maps were made public online in May 2012 and also widely reported on," end quote. Achana Ditakavi says the DOT claims to be having a dialogue with the vendors that isn't really there.
Anybody that comes to this part of Manhattan knows that there are at least 5 or 6 vendor carts providing interesting, delicious food to the people that work here, the people that can't afford to go drop $20 at a brick-and-mortar restaurant, or who might just be in a rush that day, or who might just want to eat some street food. We know that street vendors don't hurt businesses the way that businesses think they do. There are studies that have been done that when streets are lively and interesting, customers, tourists come and they visit local establishments that might not otherwise get visited. This is happening in Boston right now. The city's trying to displace vendors who've been there through thick and thin, through the recession.
And street vendors like Sandra Garcia say they work very hard, but every year she asks what is next from the city. More fines, more fees for licenses. The Department of Transportation said in their email that the station on Liberty Street is on private property and was requested by property owners in consultation with the Community Board 1. They say it will provide convenient, affordable transportation to thousands of people that work nearby, as well as the large number of tourists that visit the area daily. The street vendor project says it's working with the office of City Council member Margaret Chin to request a meeting with the Department of Transportation, which has agreed to meet at some future date. But vendors today need immediate relief. Their lives are at stake. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.